Hello, and welcome to your weekly dose of Why You Don't Want to Live in the Middle Ages, presented by yours truly, Allison Krusich. Last week we discussed feudalism and how incredibly horrible life was as a peasant in the Middle Ages. This week we're going to cover a much worse and more inclusive topic, the bubonic plague. The bubonic plague, also known as the Black Death or Black Plague, is an incredibly contagious and incredibly deadly disease that wiped out nearly a third of the population in Europe in the mid-1300s. The bacteria that we now know causes the Black Death, Yersinia pestis, mostly affects rodents and is transmitted to humans through fleas and other insect bites. Early symptoms of this disease are much like a bad case of the flu: fever, chills, aches, and pains, and vomiting. The second stage of this disease can cause a drop in blood pressure, multiple organ failure, and multiple organ failure. Large black boils and welts will start to appear all over the body, oozing pus and blood. These black boils, along with the extreme deadliness of the disease, is how the bubonic plague was dubbed the Black Death. There is no cure for the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages because no one understood how it spread or how it killed people. Because of this, doctors resorted to bloodletting, boil lancing, and other superstitious treatments, causing the mortality rate of the Black Death to be almost 100%. There have been three great pandemic outbreaks of the plague, one in 541, one in 1347, and one in 1894. The most well-known outbreak of these three is the outbreak of 1347 in Europe and Asia. On October 1347, 12 ships from the Black Sea docked at the Sicilian port in Messina. Upon boarding these ships, it was discovered that the ships were filled with corpses of sailors and merchants, along with a few gravely ill men with strange black welts all over their body. In this part of Europe, no one had ever seen this disease, but the danger was evident. Hearing of this new mystery to disease, officials in Messina ordered the boats out of the harbor immediately, but it was too late, and the Black Death had begun its path of destruction through Europe and Asia. This new disease spread rapidly, killing over 20 million people. Increasing trade, rising populations, unsanitary living conditions, and the lack of medical knowledge contributed to the rapid spread of the bubonic plague. No one, no matter their social class or wealth, was safe from this deadly disease. Because there was almost 100% mortality rate, many people did whatever they could to stay healthy and keep away from sick people. Caring for loved ones when they were sick was practically a death omen, so many people abandoned the sick to save themselves. The impending doom of the plague caused people to live every day like it was their last, breaking many moral codes. Without the knowledge of the cause of the plague, people started coming up with their own theories. Many people thought the plague was a result of God's wrath against sinners. Because of this, people started killing heretics and driving them out to try to purge their town of sin, and in turn, the plague. In Ragusa, a port city, officials made arriving sailors quarantine for 40 days before allowing them to come on land to ensure they weren't carrying the virus. In 1894, the bacteria behind the outbreaks was discovered by two scientists named Kitatsu Shibasaru and Alexandre Yersin. The discovery of Yersinia pestis resulted in developments in microbiology, medicine, urban planning, and sanitation practices. Thankfully, nowadays a cure has been found, so the plague is treatable. Due to modern-day health and sanitation practices, only about 1,000 to 3,000 cases of a black plague happen each year worldwide, and there's a 90% survival rate when it is treated. The Black Death was responsible for more than just wiping out a third of the European population. Some say the bubonic plague brought an end to feudalism. Historians also think the plague contributed to the fall of the Yuan dynasty. Cardinal Gestet, a monk and historical scholar from the late 1800s and early 1900s, believed the Black Plague sparked the start of a reformation of the church. The effects of the plague on social life and economics can be seen in a change of artwork and architecture. Artwork became very dark and often reflected themes of death and destruction. Inspiration for art during this time was largely based on loss, grief, and fear. People started to build their houses out of stone to keep rats out, and the roofs started to be made out of tile instead of the thatched roofs that rats like to live in. I would assume that all of my listeners are aware of what's going on in our world right now. Although times are very different now than they were in the mid-1800s, we are living through a pandemic right now just as they were back then. To help combat the spread of the disease, both back then and now, social distancing is being used as well as quarantine. Masks were also worn back then to protect doctors from getting infected. Similarly, we are being asked to wear masks to protect the people around us today. Alright folks, that'll do it for this week's episode of Why You Don't Want to Live in the Middle Ages. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll tune in next week for our special Christmas episode where we talk about different Christmas traditions in the Middle Ages.